Good afternoon and welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show for Thursday. We like to do a little something before the broadcast actually starts in earnest. And today, very special day on the Mike O'Mara Show because we are joined for the initial 5 minutes. That's what we've given this gentleman.
But it was
five
four.
Minutes. Well, five. Boys, boys, why such hostility? I'm the normal hostile one, but both of you, you Buzz and you Rob, feel such hostility.
Rob is not answering verbally.
He's writing something down.
On the magic slate, and his answer is cancer.
Show cancer.
That's right.
That's what he
it's
is.
It's exact, and not just the show.
You think like it's a bad luck charm.
Everything.
Let's bring in.
Let's find out.
The one and only, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's dive in.
From our past, Dennis P. Murphy.
Hey,
Dennis P. Murphy. Hi, Dennis.
How are you?
Hi. There he is.
How you doing?
Red hat, red
Hi,
eyes.
Hi, Dennis. Dennis Murphy is here. Hi, Dennis. Dennis Murphy, let's get him all set with his
Santa
headphones.
Hey, look at
Dennis.
Oscar's.
All right, Dennis.
Yeah, I'll give up my camera.
Oh, dear.
Can I ask a question out of the chute?
I rest my case.
I just have one question.
Well, what?
First of all, Dennis, welcome.
Welcome.
I'm so glad you've come to our living room studio.
For those who, before you start, just for purpose of background,
please.
Regular listener of the show for years and years and years.
Dedicated.
One of the most fanatic fans we have ever had.
Dedicated.
And Dennis, Dennis, the author of such wonderful albums as One Hand, One Heart.
Recording artist.
Yes. Dennis Murphy's Christmas album. What's that? Produced by RJ. Bet you're proud of that. Glad you wanted to tip that. It's kind of sick that you wanted to chime in with that.
It's a pleat in your cape.
Have a merry effing Christmas, the Christmas album. Dennis Murphy, legitimately, for those of you going, he really has one hand? He really has one hand.
Hey, look at
He has one hand. Physical.
On that.
And I'm saying this not because I need to say it, but because we've known Dennis. For those of you that might not know, Dennis has this condition. What's it called again? Mobius syndrome.
Right.
Which means you're born with no hand, no eyelids, half a tongue, and an incredible desire to listen to bad radio.
I got eyelids.
Well, you just can't close them, right?
Now that's disturbing.
What's fun?
Go ahead and do that.
And you what? Now you are you? Do you have an infection in your other eye?
No, dry eye.
You have dry eye.
That was going to be my question.
That's fucking dry.
Wow.
No! Hey, you've only got 5 minutes, and you lay an FU on me after I haven't seen you in a long time.
I think we're gonna get F out.
Okay, all right.
You know what's fun, and you can relate to this.
Might not have to delete it in Dennis's case. It's not understandable.
That's right.
You can relate to this, Mike.
Yes.
Christmas is fun to be seen through the eyes of a child, isn't
it? Of course, yes, it is.
And I'm sitting here watching Oscar, and I think this is Oscar's first encounter with
Have
Dennis.
Have you never met Dennis
I've
Murphy?
Never met Dennis ever.
You've heard Dennis.
I've heard Dennis for years. I've
for
never.
Years.
So I am
never had the pleasure to meet you.
Christmas through the eyes of a small brown child.
Did Dennis ever call the old Big O and Duke show?
No. Maybe once.
I could get in, but he wouldn't let me on.
Yeah, I remember, I think John Norman stopped him at the gate. He walked and he said, Dennis Murphy's on the line. And
right.
We both looked and said, no way.
No way. No effing way.
Well,
don't let him on.
Let's get right to the teeth of this. Anyway,
you know it's weird, Mike, because you know it's hard to tell what's going on when you're in the eye of the storm.
How many years?
How many years have we known Dennis? Mm-hmm. Jesus, Dennis, how many years has it been?
It's been October 26, 1986, when I went with you and Don to the Wavo Redskins Giants game.
That's right, the WAVA Redskins Giants game. How about me? I'm still able to translate.
Closing in on your silver anniversary.
Oh, my God, you're right.
25 years this October.
Oh, yeah. My God. Silver anniversary with Dennis Murphy. And Dennis came up to a promotional trip at the old WAVA, and you had a garbage can full of beer.
Yeah, a garbage can full of beer, and it was at the game.
Did you turn his microphone down?
I can't seem to find a setting that works on any level.
He sounds like he's in another room.
Get right on it. Right on.
No, don't do that to Mark.
Right there. You'll be fine.
Close
to
you.
That's
right.
No, it's okay.
No, I have a bag of beer. It was outside the lobby at the game.
Right. Now, just so you know, it was cans of beer. It wasn't an actual bag full of beer.
It was Budweiser. It was.
Yeah, but in cans, Dennis.
Okay, look.
And I remember his room number. I remember his room number. I do. It was 915.
Congratulations, Mike. 915.
915.
Well, you remember that when you celebrate your silver anniversary.
Yeah. My favorite Dennis Murphy moment on the old show is when we sent him out west to go to a rodeo, right? Or what was it?
The running of the bulls
right. out in Vegas. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Dennis talked to a bull. Yes. It was a very special time.
I think you might not even know one of my favorite Dennis stories.
What's that?
Is when Steve Bridges flew him out to Iowa and he was knocked unconscious by a stripper's breast.
The breast caught my nose to bleed. He hit my nose and my nose was bleeding for hours.
I forgot that at KCJJ,
yes.
Steve Bridges has been a supporter of this show for a long time.
He has.
And Steve Bridges actually latched onto you. How many times did he fly you out to Iowa?
At least three times.
Three times?
It's more than us.
For sponsors. For sponsors, right?
It was sponsors.
How the hell did that work?
I tell you what,
I don't think he's going to make it number four.
Canon, which you're playing now,
William Conrad's show Canon.
But Detective he wanted me to mention that, so I got Canon.
Steve wanted. Did you call Steve this morning?
I called him the other day.
And you'll
the
get a dollar for that, right?
A dollar.
Okay, if you mention Canon again, it's over.
Okay, I will not mention you know what again.
The eyes of a child.
I love
Mike.
It. This was your very own whack pack before Howard Stern had a whack pack.
Actually, it
looks. Let me look at you. You look like you haven't lost, you haven't gained.
I lost around 30 pounds like 3 years ago, but I gained it all back.
The problem is, Mike, you lost 30 pounds. 20 pounds of it was in teeth.
I'm
only bitter because we offered to correct your mouth for you.
You did.
And now you turned us down. We don't have the power to do that anymore.
I know.
Unless Ronnie gets a dentist.
Can I get a good look at those chompers? I've never really seen them.
No. This is my least favorite.
Oh, wow.
Show the bottom.
Well, come on.
Do you guys remember those Quiznos commercials
show
like 5 years ago?
Teeth.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Rob.
Those are some teeth.
Come on, Mike.
There we go.
I can't win.
You know what? Here we are.
Well, that was established years ago.
We're not making you feel very welcome in my home. Welcome to the living room studio.
Yes. Hey, great studio here.
Dennis has been a regular listener of the podcast. He is enjoying it. A regular.
Nothing regular about him.
But the rules are rules. And
right.
Rob came up with this the other day, that Dennis, in the event that you are to come by the living room studio, you are to bring gifts. I am very disappointed to say that we have to get to the opening of the show now. And then Dennis will give us the gifts, and then we will kick him out.
So He's already gone eight minutes.
I'm sorry.
Think how clearly we could, like a bad tooth, we could just pull it out and be done with it.
I know. Unfortunately, it took longer than I expected, so he is getting... Technically, this is going to be a second segment.
I didn't see this coming.
S&D!
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Lane?
Shelley.
I'm sorry I started.
You were late.
Not
too late, I hope.
A minute or two.
Hi, Clem.
How are you?
Nice to see you.
I ordered you the porterhouse.
Oh, no, I don't eat meat. I'll just have the penne.
You should. Thanks. You should really try the steak. Ask Hugo to burn it on the outside.
Thanks. That's all right. I really don't eat meat. I'll just go ahead with the penne.
Spicy?
Yes, please. Good. Thanks. Have you seen this?
My file on you, Senator.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get it?
Have you read it yet?
How did you get it? Have you read it?
What do you have to say for yourself?
With all due respect, Madam Senator, it doesn't matter what I have to say for myself.
Oh, it doesn't. Well, it seems to me, Mr. Chairman, that all you can claim about me... claim is that I had sex while...
Deviant sex.
Oh, who? Deviant? Who says it was deviant?
I do. And what I say, the American people will believe. And you know why? Because I'll have a very big microphone in front of me.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank,
with Ross Hewitt,
and Oscar Santana.
And now, here's Mike!
That's a little... acting clinic right there.
Such
with,
a great scene.
Senator Lane Hansen and Shelley. I don't remember the actor, the character's last name. It's Gary Oldman that plays the congressman. Right. And they're in the congressional dining room. And that is a brilliant scene from The Contender. One of my favorite movies of all time.
I have decided that eating while acting may be the hardest kind of acting to do.
Oh, and also because they have to keep eating.
Right.
And it's,
and eating in The Contender, food is a huge part. Right. And they play little games. Like, for example...
have you ever had a shark sandwich?
You ever go to a restaurant and get a choice between spicy or mild penne pasta? You never see that on a menu.
No.
But they bring it up like three different times in there.
I must know there's got to be something behind that. The whole penne thing.
I think it might fall into that category of what Quentin Tarantino does when he's playing in movies where he creates the fictitious restaurants and the fictitious products.
Right.
You know, you're making a movie, you can do anything you want, and that's one of the better ones. I love that.
Deviant sex.
Deviant sex.
Because I said so.
And when I say so, I'll have a big old microphone in front of me. I don't think he says big old. That's why I'm not a screenwriter. I have a big old microphone.
Mike's story is set in the Mississippi State House.
Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world. From the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, this is MikeOMaraShow.com. Today's date, it is July 9th.
Yes.
2011. I know that date because I'm...
June.
God, I'm an idiot. I'm sorry. It's you.
Mike, you have to get the proper date on the story. Or
Rob's right.
It won't start off right.
Well, I should remember this date because I am here to say...
Yes.
I hate doing it with you here, Dennis, but I'll do it anyway. Mm-hmm. It's my daughter Catherine's 16th birthday today.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Sweet 16.
Wow.
Sweet 16, and she has been kissed.
Not like me.
Yeah, okay, hey. Hey, I will throw your one-handed ass out of here. I swear to God, you troublemaker.
You know, I just thought of something else that Dennis brings to the table.
What's that?
Do you remember his mirthless laughter?
Yes, I know. That's it. Okay. He just forced it right there.
No,
he
but did. the real one is more like
That's better. Keep those on for God's sake.
Yeah, do you have anything darker, glasses?
Something tinted perhaps.
And
don't rub it. Oh, that's perfect. Yeah, please put those on. Oh, thank God.
Now we're getting
thank God. And incidentally, Dennis, that eye, I know what the problem. Don't rub your eye so much.
Oh, he's got to rub it with that nub.
No, he rubs it with his other hand.
Oh, okay.
Anyway,
just remember to wash your hand after
Can
toilet.
I get the sponsor on for God's sake?
Yeah, they're a little later in the show.
Oh, okay.
Today's show is brought to you by The Mangrate.
Oh, yes.
I'm sure they're happy to. Anyway, don't disappoint your dad this year. Get him steakhouse quality grilling at home with 100% cast iron man grates. Grilled food of all kinds never tasted so good. Professionally prepared on a man grate and without flare-ups or dry meat. To get the $19.99 Father's Day special and a kick-ass grill brush.
Mike, I don't want to interrupt.
Yes.
But I do want to bring something up.
Important.
About that grill brush.
Yeah, what about it?
Fantastic.
Uh-huh.
I last week was suffering from a bad case of dry eye. And what I did is I used the grill brush to apply the Visine right to my eye.
That's great.
The bristles are supple.
You actually put it on your grill brush and then applied
it
to
the eye.
The
bristles are supple. And here's something you didn't know.
Something?
Did you know that if you ask.
I can't win.
That's true. If you ask, Mangrate will send you a left-handed
a
grill brush.
Of the decade right there.
Oh, my God.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Buzz.
For your dad.
Thank you, Rob.
Or yourself. Get the man great.
Please do.
Dennis Murphy is here for just one or two more minutes.
Moments.
And Dennis, what gifts did you bring in? You've already, it's 13 minutes into the show and you're still here, which is a new record. And I guess we have signed off on Dennis. We'll be participating in This Week in America tomorrow.
Yeah, by phone.
By phone.
I'll be calling in.
What gifts do you have, Dennis? I'm tired of you already.
Okay, hold on. Let me grab.
One at a time. Buzz, go ahead. Open it up.
Thank you, Dennis.
Hey, Mike,
I feel undeserving of
is
this.
Is there anything lazier than a gift bag?
A gift bag. No, nothing lazier.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow. You got real gifts again.
It's a hand drill.
It's always a little embarrassing when he gets real gifts.
It's a Black & Decker hand drill.
I knew you had a wood shop, so I think that would come in handy.
Thank you, Dennis.
You know, they make them cordless now.
That's great. Thank you.
Cordless.
Black & Decker is a fine quality product.
Buzz, we have to ask, since Rob brought it up, is that cordless or not?
It is not cordless.
Hold on! It is cordless!
No, there's a cord on it.
Oh,
yeah. But that's okay. All right. I mean,
who's next, Dennis? Who's next?
Okay,
that was very kind. I thought this was going to be shit gifts.
No, he brings real gifts.
Real gifts. Wow.
When we cajole him enough, he brings real gifts.
Oscar.
Oscar. Here you go, Oscar.
A new friend.
Let's see what Oscar's got.
Well, that's an attractive bag.
I love the gifts. Always lots of fun.
Well, there are multiple gifts.
And incidentally, Rob, the background why we have him bring gifts.
Because he would used to bring gifts for Christmas because he promised he would.
Right.
And then he did not.
But that started.
Dennis Murphy is a major effing star shirt.
Hey, Mike,
I like that.
I actually made those shirts for Dennis.
How many years ago was this?
It had to have been about 10 to 15 years
ago. A collector's
item. 10 to 15 years ago, Dennis Murphy is a major effing star.
We can't thank you enough, Mark.
Yeah. I bet it still smells like a Dennis's trunk.
How many of those do you have lying around, Dennis?
I got a 200 and a
couple of hundred.
It hasn't sold well.
Zang. Yes, RJ.
Mike, you see, I put up the website for Dennis to sell those T-shirts.
Oh, my God.
Co-conspirators.
That's how old we are.
What else do you have there?
Music.
Oh, my God.
Collectibles.
May I see One Hand, One Heart? We haven't played his duet with Kelly Sofer in years.
All right. I can't help it.
It just gets weird. Might
as well.
And Dennis, a real gift in here. He got me an iPhone sports armband so I could run with my iPhone, which is very kind.
Very nice.
I'll use it, absolutely.
You are ugly. Nice.
I appreciate it. I will use it. Thank you so
Dennis,
much,
Dennis.
Dennis,
be honest. Did you have this for yourself and did it keep slipping off?
I want the cargo.
You did. Thank you
Anything
so much.
Anything else, or are you done?
No, just the music.
Mark Ronick, what do you got? Let's go. Oh, yeah, you got the T-shirt. If I get one of those, he's out in his car.
Some CDs.
Okay. And you know what Dennis is doing? The new guys associated with the show, technically not really new.
Being introduced.
But the guys that are new on this podcast get the product.
Uh-huh. And I have
some tools.
You can never miss with a toolkit.
No, Mitchin set of tools.
So Dennis obviously went to Sears.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
I'd like for you to hear something.
Let's listen. Ladies and gentlemen, from the album One Hand, One Heart... This is Dennis Murphy.
And Kelly Sofer.
Love will keep us together.
And some bitch from Iowa.
It's a duet.
Some sweet talk.
All right, stop it. Stop.
We didn't even get to the good part.
Let me just say that,
would we ever?
As I have told you, you know I have, time and time again, you lazy hump, you ruined that album by letting that wannabe perform on there, and it ruined it. Everybody wanted to hear you, Dennis.
That's right.
You were at the peak of your stardom.
Okay.
And they wanted to hear you.
You sidetracked your career.
Now, the Christmas album, that's more real Murphy.
That really is, but, you know, it's not in season. I don't know if I could play it.
But I think it really would demonstrate. Mark, what did you get besides? Are you done?
I'm done.
You're done, okay. And then we'll move on.
Supposed to be 100 degrees today, and I can't think of music any more appropriate. Can Dennis Murphy?
Can I dare
Christmas
say
album?
Something?
Yeah, go right ahead,
Oscar.
Oh, well, that's a perfect
Dennis,
gift.
In real life, is a 10.
Okay.
Oh, there you
Yeah, he's a 10.
10 what?
He's a 10. He's
I'll be honest. I really thought we'd have him on for a 5-minute segment at the beginning of the show. It's been a while. I forgot the magic of Dennis Murphy. I really did.
What's really
magic? Really?
You know what?
Magic?
What he didn't get at Sears, Mike, is a case of the pride of Bremen, Germany. 24 ice-cold bottles of Beck's beer.
You've made him happy. Look
very
at,
nice.
Look at him. Look at Rob. That's legitimate happiness. And Rob and Robin Buzz didn't want you to come on.
I know. You know, Robin Buzz, I don't know. Why you didn't let me
I don't either, Dennis.
You gotta go, boy.
I don't know. I just
I don't know.
I have my preferences in radio shows, and you know, I'm sorry, something personal.
Are you ready? This has gone so well. This has gone so well. You ready? What I'm gonna do?
Oh, I know what you're gonna do.
Don't.
I am going to book Dennis for holiday visits from this point on. I'm talking Halloween, Christmas, and then we will see how it goes, and we'll see if we get a St. Patrick's Day appearance.
You have
Don't
to come
push
in,
your luck.
Okay. You have to come in costume, though.
In costume.
Yes. With gifts.
In
costume.
Stop it. Yes. Don't be an ass.
I'm unemployed, so I have to go in my credit card.
Everybody, thought you owned a gas station.
Everybody, quiet. Mm-hmm. If we can, Rob, put one of the more mellow.
Yeah.
Silent Night is my favorite.
Yeah, Silent Night.
You know, what's great about Silent Night, Mike, it's not so much a Christmas song as it is a hymn.
Let's listen. This is Dennis Murphy, and really, I think, one of the most touching and moving versions of Silent Night you'll ever hear. This is from Merry Effing Christmas with Dennis Murphy, Silent Night, and listen how he picks up his musical cue. Very long intro. Here we go. Everybody quiet.
Silent.
Note is there somewhere.
You started to.
No need for a second take.
No need.
Holy night.
It's Christmas in June.
It sure is, Mike.
All right, that's enough of that.
And a cook can go before your booking, Mike.
What's that?
Cook can go before your booking.
Thank you for remembering, Dennis. That's very nice of you.
Let me be the first one, Mike, to wish you a happy Earth Day.
Thank you. Thank you.
And Mike.
Yes, Dennis.
The last gift is for you. Hold on.
With all the other gifts, I'm actually getting kind of excited about this.
This is
looking forward to this. Let's see what I got here.
Watch the cowbell, Dennis.
All right, we lost that. We need more cowbell. All right, this, oh, it looks like good packaging. Let's see. I'm going to guess tools. I'm going to say tools of some kind. Oh, wait
like
a minute.
That?
Hold
like
on.
That?
Hold on. What is it? What is it?
The bags? Opening?
It's OXO. I like that product.
You like that?
I like that product. Supplies.
Kitchen tools.
Kitchen tools. Yes. Always wanted.
Do you like that?
I do like that, Dennis. I like that. I like that indeed. That comes with a, you know, that's, I really do. That is a very, very nice gift.
With a new guy.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mike liked it so much, he threw it in the other room.
I wanted equipment. To get it close to the kitchen.
It was terrific.
It really was.
Dennis, I'm serious. I will use that product. I will use
He was just
talking
about that.
I cook so much now.
Oh, no. Is this time up already?
Dennis was taping a special across the hall, and he's got to get back to it now.
Dennis, anything you'd like to plug, anybody you'd like to say hello to before we let you go?
Well, can you come and meet me down? Well, okay. No, anyone
boy, that's the best thing I've heard all day.
Yeah.
Any other tips, Dennis?
No, if anyone's looking for a staff accountant, a full job bookkeeper.
All right, hold on. He want a staff accountant or a bookkeeper?
A full charge bookkeeper.
A full charge bookkeeper?
I'm looking for work. So anyone.
What is a full charge bookkeeper?
You know, just like a staff accountant. It's one in one.
Now, you're not a CPA, right?
I'm a CPA candidate. I have not passed the exam yet.
And how many years have you been trying to pass the exam?
There he goes.
18 years. He's not a CPA.
No, but I'm a CPA candidate.
Now,
as am I, Dennis.
Dennis, I'm surprised you have to work. I would think you would get like a mailbox full of disability checks.
Unfortunately, on Tuesday, I had to apply for food stamps, but my taxes
are
closed.
Oh, that sucks.
I know.
What about the familia? What about, you got a big family? Nobody's helping?
Well, the family's helping, but they can only help so much.
All right. Well, so you are looking to get a job.
Yes.
Like everybody, like many people in this economy.
I'm one of the 9.1%.
Well, 9.1%, and Dennis Murphy is an accountant. He's a legitimate accountant.
Yeah,
Rob is writing something down.
I'm not.
No,
just
that's
move ahead.
The man's
Rob,
looking for
you
work.
You are crueler than cruel. You are crueler than cruel.
You know what that
that's
is?
That's too cruel
that's
even
not,
for
the,
you.
The, what's great,
that's too cruel
this
for
This is
even
a man
you.
That's helping himself. He's picked himself up
yes.
by the bootstraps okay. and with minimal aid God. From the federal government.
Right, right.
He is making it happen.
All right.
So I would love, if I had a need for a bookkeeper, I'd be all over that.
Rob, if I had a job, I would not have to, you know, go to the government and ask for food stamps.
And with his limited resources, he was able to go out and purchase us gifts. I think that deserves a round of applause.
Thank you.
All right. Take my stuff and return it and get your money back.
Yeah, same with mine.
Take all your gifts again. You know what? The gifts were technical.
Uh-huh.
If you are needing that, you take all the gifts back and you, not because we don't like them, because we do, but you get your, can you get your money back? Do you have the receipt? Get all your money back and use this.
Thank you.
All right, you rock.
You can keep your gift, okay?
Dennis Murphy, ladies and gentlemen, get out of here. Take all your gifts. Take all your gifts.
Okay.
Give him everything back.
Please.
Give him everything back.
I'm keeping the CDs.
I'm sorry, the food stamps. Rob, give him the beer back after that.
He deserves it.
Rob, give him the beer back.
Okay. Mark,
you got to give him back.
We'll help him with the beer.
Mark. I know, Rob, that disappoints me.
Mark, you can have your chair and microphone back now.
Rob doesn't want to give him back the beer.
You know, you can't buy beer with food stamps.
That's right. It's true. Okay.
All right, there he is.
Thank you.
Bye, Dennis.
Bye, Dennis. There he goes.
Well, he's actually taking back the knives. Grab my armband and grab Buzz's
and
stuff.
And the drill.
Take everything.
Take the drill, Mark.
That's right, the armband's right on the table.
Yeah. Everything back and get his money back for it, please.
Thank you, Mark.
He has to do that.
Sorry, you have to do
that. We will take a break and come back and actually start the show right after this, ladies and gentlemen.
It's not over?
Thanks to Dennis Murphy for coming by. Oh, welcome back to MichaelMarishow.com. And a man who's been left out and a man who probably has done more for Dennis than anybody in this room. That's RJ Diaz, who did not get a gift.
No, who
gift
produced the album.
He produced the album.
He designed
for Dennis.
DennisMurphy.com.
Would you like a drill?
How about a beer, RJ?
All right, enough of Dennis. Our second segment is brought to you by the Ride for the House Poker Run, presented by Patriot Harley-Davidson. Got it this Saturday. Lucky, lucky, lucky. I was getting nervous about the weather forecast.
Could be fine.
Chance of afternoon thunderstorms, but we're going to get the ride in without any
it's
problem.
Morning, yeah.
And we're very excited to have everybody join me down at Patriot Harley in Fairfax. If you are a bike rider, Tab Patterson's still on his way.
Yes, and guess who's coming? I found out that my mom is going to come by. She wants to see all the stuff going down.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So I'm going to be there with my kids and my mother.
Sharon, come up and say hello. I'd love to have you come by. And this is all a benefit for Fisher House.
Mm-hmm.
Fisher House building housing for families of people that have been injured or people that need any kind of treatment on military medical facilities. Mm-hmm. And we did this the first time we did it for Fisher House. Great organization, and all you have to do is come by. We start registration at 8 a.m., and it goes from 8 till 10. Roll in. Uh-huh. Get there early. We'd like to get you processed.
10 is when it begins the launch, right?
That's when
they start to roll out.
10 o'clock, we're going to roll out, and it ends at the Water's Edge in Woodbridge with free lunch and soft drinks. The Ride for the House Poker Run Saturday. I saw the way we're going to do it. They got it all organized. I want to thank the Harley Owners Group from Patriot Harley-Davidson for running this for me, and they're doing a great job. All to benefit Fisher House. Thank you in advance.
Great cool.
All right, enough of the Dennis stuff, and that's a bummer. Actually, we have a lot of fun with Dennis, but damn it, Dennis is not only a great accountant to have at your company, but what a conversation piece. No. So go ahead.
This is very true.
Go ahead and get him on the payroll.
He could telework.
Yeah,
he could work from home.
Is your water cooler dull?
You know, I've heard.
Evan need any accountants?
No, we actually have two at work already. Wow. I appreciate
funny
it.
How
a
that
lot
worked
of times,
out.
Dennis has trouble getting to the interview stage because when they phone him, it doesn't go well.
Well, he's got half a tongue.
That's right.
And that's why he sounds the way he does.
Do you realize that you mentioned that Rob would never give back the beer?
Right.
Dennis has left the premises and taken all our gifts except for the beer.
Get the beer to him. RJ, get the beer to him. Take it out. Get the beer. He'll keep it. Rob will keep it, and I'm not letting him keep the beer.
I have no want for that beer at all.
You scumbag. You are a hairball.
No.
He'll get along fine.
Take the headphones off and go bring him the beer. Oh, you got your wireless.
I was under the impression that Dennis was coming back.
Yeah, it'll take Dennis a while to get that into his car. Go out the front door. Go out the front door, RJ, and make sure you get that beer to him.
Catch him at
the
back.
Because really, no, he needs the money.
Yeah.
If he's doing that,
you know what?
He
needs something more than money. He needs the beer.
He needs the beer. He loves his beer.
He does.
He likes his alcohol. He's an Irishman, and he's got a big family. So don't freak out about Dennis. I'm sure Dennis will be okay.
Yes, I'm sure.
But if that's the case, I didn't want us to keep our gifts. Although some of the gifts were actually I could have used mine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You could have used yours.
Yes.
And that's it. I don't want to talk about him anymore.
Yeah. Can I just one more thing?
Yes. Go ahead.
So I thought Dennis was just gonna walk out.
Did you get it to him?
Nope.
Is he gone?
I'm going there now. I can see his car out there.
What?
What's going on?
What happened?
He's going to meet him at his car.
Oh, okay. That was really weird.
What was that?
You know what?
What was that? He took it out, came back in. Nope.
We really need to not. Let's move forward.
He had to get the dolly.
Do you know, like in a movie, when they have that shot of the looter walking out with like the goods out of a store, but they're like looking kind of shifty.
Right.
So we have a curtain that separates really the studio from the actual foyer, and out of the corner of my eye, I see Dennis squirreling away your set of knives as he's walking out the back door, and that's when I realized he really needed to return the.
Yeah, he does need to return. Hey, you know what? Sure. He delivered, and it was that he would have let us keep him, and then there we give him right back.
Yes.
The whole gift thing is an exercise created by Spiewak to make sure that he does this.
Well, hold it.
Yes.
The thing is he once volunteered gifts for Christmas.
I understand.
And then didn't pay up for 3 years?
And then that's the punishment. And that's why Rob always says,
and if you'll remember, and I know you will someday soon remember this, that it was felt and it was decided that Dennis was the sort who took and took and took and never gave. And
that's it.
How the gifts got started.
And we've done an awful lot over the years for Dennis Murphy. We've sent him on amazing trips. Mm-hmm. We put him in amazing situations with the broadcast. Also, so has Steve Bridges at KCJJ. Right. Mm-hmm. RJ, you got him the beer?
He's still here. He's coming around front to get the beer.
Okay.
Well, as opposed to anyone carrying it.
He was already in his car.
Now, will he...
Go to the microphone. Go to the microphone. You've lost a lot of weight.
The best show
you can't,
week.
You can't pull carrying the beer to his car?
He was gone at first. I did not know he was still here.
Oh, okay. So it's taken care of.
Ronick's on it now.
Taken
care
of.
Jesus Christ.
It's going to be fine.
All right.
All he's going to do, Mike, he's going to pull his car up onto your lawn because the beer is on the porch.
So
the
many man, fat people. The man has... So many never exercised in their lives people.
Yes. The man has one hand.
I know. I know. And he's coming back to pick it up.
That's right.
Thanks for the help, RJ.
Mark has it under control.
Has it, yeah. All right, Jesus Christ. All right, on today's show.
Mark is tracking the beer on his iPad.
Oscar's love life. I pass out yesterday. Wiener wife's pregnant. Who cares about that? Rob puts on his Facebook yesterday, and this is where I get very jealous of Rob Spiewak.
Yeah.
Everybody knows I'm trying to do this event, and I'm very excited about it.
Building
Rob
excitement.
Puts on his Facebook pages what he writes.
Mm-hmm.
Hurts.
I saw
37 comments. Uh-huh. I am out sweating my balls off trying to get anybody to participate in this f***ing ride that I'm doing on Saturday.
No.
And I put up stuff. Hey, it's all for wounded vets. I get like 4 likes.
Uh-huh.
And everybody's just like, oh, it's something good, something beneficial.
Yes.
But Rob puts up hurts on his Facebook page and he gets 37 goddamn comments.
I did hurt.
What was it? But how do you get 37 comments?
He's beloved.
I am beloved.
Oh, F you.
No, he's a conjurer. That's what he does. He's fishing the whole time.
Of course he's fishing.
But he does. He's the master. It's actually pretty brilliant.
Do something.
Okay.
For me.
Yes.
Today.
Yes.
When you get home.
Right.
To promote that thing on
Why
Saturday.
Why not now?
I'm really nervous about
you
it.
You should do it now.
What are you going to... But should I keep it a secret? It should be just for your
No,
people.
No, no. This, I know
just
what
for the mob.
I know what you write.
What?
Room.
Oh.
That's funny. That's
All right.
funny.
That's like a teaser trailer. I'll do that now, but then I'll do a proper plug
funny.
When we get home.
Room now, plug
you understand
later.
The concept of that.
Teach a man to fish.
Couldn't
Rob.
Believe it. Hurts, and he gets 37 comments. He's Rob is a Leviathan on Facebook.
The Pied Piper.
That's terrific.
A Leviathan.
Little mention, Rob, we can talk about this a little bit.
What's that?
And just let me throw this in before I do that about Jimmy at Jimmy's restaurant.
Yeah.
Jimmy's Old Town Tavern in Herndon. Jimmy's supporting my ride, and Jimmy is just such a good friend.
Very kind man.
And Jimmy Cerrito, I hope this gets back to you because I know you're a busy guy. You don't get a chance to listen to every podcast, but brother, you are a true friend of mine and a friend of this show.
Amen.
And you are just, when it comes to doing something for charity, it's all you need to say to Cerrito, and he is on it. And he does.
Good, a good guy.
The guy works his ass off.
So
running that restaurant out in Herndon, and he does a great job. And thank you, Jimmy. I wanted to say that.
Amen
That's
to
all
that.
Right.
Jimmy is the best, there? And I would nothing I wouldn't do for him.
Right.
Good guy.
Let me see.
So Rob,
thanks, Rob. Thanks for the effort.
Rob Spiewak.
Rob was typing on Facebook. But thanks for that. Thanks, Kirk. Anyway.
Oh.
That was very bad. Oh, that was very
You
bad.
Misspoke.
I did. Let me see.
My status is vroom. That's the teaser trailer.
Right. He'll follow that up.
Then the deets will follow.
Well, oh, vroom, there
the
it is.
At home. Yes.
Vroom. All right, you
yes,
put it on there.
There you go.
Very good. Oscar Santana.
Yes.
Spotlight on you.
Yes, please.
You are newly single. You have entered the single life. First of all, before we get into the single life of you.
Yes.
I know that I say you're single, but yet there are still occasional comments made that would indicate that perhaps your former lady is... still somewhat in the picture, but I don't know because I really haven't talked to you in private about this. I'm talking to you in public about this.
I appreciate that, Mike.
What's,
thank you.
What's going on?
Thanks a lot.
I
True friend.
I've given you plenty of notice. I've been promoing this for about 3 days.
How do I put this? Saturn has many moons. Saturn. The planet Saturn.
Saturn has many moons.
Yeah.
Really?
And...
Okay. Fact checker Spiewak is going to weigh in here.
And I would say that Saturn, which is myself, one of his moons is Kara. And she is orbiting around Saturn at all times.
So Kara is still in the picture.
She would like to be. In my eyes, where I'm at in my life right now, and this is going to sound like a bad like Oprah moment, but I just care about myself now.
Good.
And it's just what I want and what I care about and what I want to do without trying to be too hurtful or too much disregard for anybody in my life. And I just do it. I don't really think about how this is going to affect her. I think about what I want.
Right.
And
who has given Rob the ability now to? This is the old Rob from the old show that likes to write things down.
Hunter has become the hunted.
And it's my father who gave me the whiteboard.
I think you have been. People say this to me, and I get this with every breakup I've ever been in. You seem happier, but you do have a little extra spring in your step.
Yes,
you
I
seem
see
like you're kind of clear-headed. You seem
much better,
ready to play when you come in here now.
Yes,
and for a time there, that
you get beat down.
You were a man. I've been there. I life's, know what you're totally dealing with.
Life's dramas as strong as you as much as you'd like to be strong in every situation.
Yes,
there's only so much anybody can take.
That's right.
And yes, I'm. What I've really done is there was like a good 2 to 3 weeks where I was just beat down, like depressed, really didn't feel like myself. Almost a month, I would say.
Right.
And then I think everybody comes to a point because this something like this, on top of what everything else has been going on with my father being sick, right. can really it could really keep you down for even a longer period of time.
Bet your ass again.
And what I think it was one morning, you kind of have an epiphany, and I remember waking up, and I was like disheveled. There was like wrappers in my bedroom, and yeah. I guess my place looked horrible. And I said, this is not who I am. This is not who I want to be. And you just wake up, dust yourself off, and say, now it's time to live my life again.
Good. I like that.
Very good.
I like to hear that.
Yeah.
That is a good thing.
That being said, when I drink, let's say, 18 Grey Goose and Waters on a Friday night and lose goods such as sunglasses and iPhones,
right.
I mean, goods, maybe then you think twice about what you told yourself a month ago. But
I know, the demon alcohol. Yeah. Trust me, I know it.
But regardless of
that.
You've
courted that nasty mistress.
That's right, but I've given it up.
As far as
me too.
As far as my love life, I will tell you, I've been on one date.
But you have many moons.
Yeah,
I've been on one date.
Budweiser, Miller Lite,
and the date went well. It wasn't anything crazy, and it was actually.
Can you give us a synopsis?
It was
of the
a little
date?
Awkward. Yeah, I mean, the girl was maybe 23 is too young. Let's be honest. I'm 33 years old.
I'd have to almost say 23 is ideal.
Yeah. I think it's perfect.
Well. And maybe it also may be too soon
for me.
Of course,
if you were following the Michael Mara handbook at your age, you would be able to date a 13-year-old. And that's not legal.
That's not right.
But yeah, so no, 23 is fine.
So there was a certain disconnect as far as...
What was that again, Mike?
Yeah. Just thinking about a 23-year-old.
Sure.
But not for me.
No.
And my wife is lovelier than ever, and I love her.
Yes.
And then, she was so sweet to me. She really was. I just want to say, give a shout out to my lady for doing something for me that was very special regarding Catherine, my daughter, and her birthday. Thank you, Carla.
Nice.
Thank you. All right, go ahead.
Just so for me, this is what's happening. And it's not that exciting, but you know, I'll get like a Facebook message from a rando, and she'll be like, it's like that game that you play back and forth of,
Dear Congressman Wiener.
Will you tweet me?
I want to sit on your...
So it's like, it's really at the beginning stages of dating right now. And I kind of thought, well, I don't even know if I want to get into another relationship. I don't know.
That makes sense.
And every girl, I don't care what you say, there may be one or two like good eggs out there that just want to do whatever they want and that's it. But most of these girls, they're looking for a relationship.
Right.
Whether they say they're down for whatever or not.
That shouldn't affect your dating, though. Even if they're looking for a relationship, go out and have a good time. Have a relationship. Just take your time.
Right. But for me, I just like working.
Right.
And I...
But there's nothing wrong...
Did he stop talking English? I just lost the whole train.
There's nothing wrong with like laying off the whole thing for a while. And that'd be better. That'd be healthier because there'd be less 18... Grey Goose and Waters.
Yes.
You know, which you know, gets to you after a while, although you are younger and you can handle it. But I understand what you're saying. Not a bad thing to take a little time
just
back.
Just taking some time.
But if you do get in a relationship and kids are in the picture, make sure she has a good egg.
Very
good
egg.
But you see what I'm saying? Like,
sure.
In my eyes, Is 23 too young? It might be, but maybe the girl that I went on a date with is just maybe not as mature as I would like for a 23-year-old.
But you can find a 23-year-old or a 33-year-old.
Yes.
Or a 43-year-old that might be simpatico. Who am I kidding? No, I'm kidding. There are plenty of nice 43-year-olds that are about 10 years younger than me.
That's fine. Yeah. There you go. Ask my wife, Mrs. Robinson. It's great.
So you're happy.
I am extremely happy.
That's a good thing.
Good. Thank I like that.
Glad to hear it. Very glad to hear that, Oscar.
Before we get take a break, I want to get to, if I don't get to this today, I will not get to this. I want to get the letters on from the mailbag that
because
we haven't done those. Mm-hmm. And I want to get to, did you have anything else or am I don't want to cut you off if you want to vent.
No, do you know what's something that's strange in this dating world is that I forget what it means to tell someone what you do for a living.
Mm-hmm.
And when you tell someone, especially when with this girl that I went out with, right? Mm-hmm. That she didn't really understand what I did for a living.
Right. You do a podcast.
Yeah. Well, it's just really hard.
Sounds kind of nerdy, doesn't it?
Well, did she understand?
Yeah, it's a little spooky.
Was she having a hard time understanding the job or the fact that how the internet works?
No, she understood the internet.
Okay. Just I would say I host a talk show.
No.
That's what I would say.
And I have said that.
Right.
And then the next question is
where?
One, what radio station?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Right.
So
KCJJ.
Then, no. And they don't play that game. All they want to hear is Hot 99.5.
Right.
So tell them what they want to hear.
Top 40
don't
station.
Mention that radio station.
Just saying. And I was going back and forth with her, and this
really
is where everything turns.
Camera.
This is when you really see like the psychology of a woman. When I went and picked her up, and I'm in my car, and she's like, "Oh, so tell me more about this podcast."
Yeah,
right. Now like that she's they in the got car. Her right away.
The car validated,
and that was it.
That's good.
Yeah.
So would you date her again, the 23-year-old?
I mean, she's maybe.
She's hot.
She's like so almost too pretty.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
I hate when that happens.
Wow, 23 and pretty. I can see the problems.
Off air pictures for me later?
Yeah, I'll get you some pictures.
Thank you very much.
Her Facebook
appreciate
page.
It. I love no that. Problem. I love doing that. I live so vicariously.
We all do. We all can.
And it's not too creepy. That's
I live vicariously
thing.
Through him until I get jealous, then I get mad at him.
Right.
Well, that's
I get
after.
Mad at him simply because he's 20 years younger than I am.
And bastard. And that trip takes 15 seconds.
You bastard. Thanks for that. Thank you. Right there for you. All right, let's get to the mailbag. Here we go. To Mike from Katie. This is a birthday shout-out. My boyfriend and I listen to your show every day, and his birthday is on June 9th.
That's today.
Hey. There it is. Could you do a happy birthday shout-out to Adam Martin from Katie? All right, Katie, to Adam Martin, you are a beloved. Here we go. Hi, Adam Martin. Thank
fake
you very
name.
Much. Mike McCain writes, "Dear Buzz, I've listened to TMOS and DNM since 1996. I have heard every episode of TMOS, and I love you guys.
Wow.
My birthday is June 3rd, and I would love to have you guys give me a birthday song. Also, I wish I could get Mike to say hello via Charlie. Thanks, and S&D, that comes from Mike.
Hello, Mike. We're late on your birthday, but now it's time for the birthday song. Everybody. Mike McCain.
Thank you. Not a very good Charlie voice. Next. Craig Sausalito writes. No, it's Craig Sausalito. No, it's Craig Sauceda. Sauceda. Sauceda?
Sausalito.
Craig writes Rob.
Craig S.
Monday, June 6th, 2011 is my 40th birthday. That's right. I left my douchebag 30s Sunday while spending the weekend with my wife and kids in San Francisco.
Oh.
If there's a chance on Monday show, sorry.
No chance.
Can you please wish me a happy 40th birthday? I love the podcast, and I have been with Mike, Buzz, and you through all the shows since the late 90s when you were on KHTK in Very Sacramento. Nice. Have a great weekend podcasting, gentlemen. Craig Sauceda. And now for Craig, 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday, Craig.
They get shorter as we go on. From Cameron Gumpy.
Cameron Gumpy.
Hey, Mike, how's your Gumpy?
Crab Cameron Gumpy.
Are you going to have the Cameron Gumpy a soup or a cup?
I'd love a cup, please.
A cup or a bowl?
A cup, and make sure you put crackers in it. Hey, Buzz. My father, Dan, is having a birthday on June 7th.
Dan Gumpy.
Sorry, we missed all these.
We did.
This will be crazy time because his job at AT&T being relocated to Sacramento and Nashville. Soon he'll be leaving us behind while we arrange the move. And blah, blah, blah. The best gift would be a happy birthday song by the TMOS crew.
We can do that.
Thank you, Cameron Gumpy. Dan Gumpy, I guess, is the guy's name.
Uh-huh.
3, 2, 1. Dan Gumpy. Thank you very
Love
much.
New location.
Is this another birthday one?
Probably.
Jesus.
Like every
Mike,
day.
I don't know if you remember, but I sponsored the show with You Wheels last year and had the great privilege of stopping by the show and sitting in on the podcast. I joined the Army and left for basic training about 2 weeks after my trip to the beautiful Manassas, Virginia, and just hit my one-year anniversary of military service on June 1st.
Well, thank you.
Needless to say, it has been a long and intense year. I finished basic training in August, started OCS 3 days later, and graduated as an infantry officer on November 1st.
Impressive.
I finished IBOLC, Infantry Basic Officer Leadership Course, at the end of April, and I start Ranger School tomorrow. Wow.
Jesus, it makes Dan Gumpy look like such a slacker.
I have been keeping up with the show religiously, and it is great to get out of the field after 4 days of sleeping in the mud and dirt, to have plenty of podcasts to listen to at the gym. When we're not in the field, I listen every day while working out and crack up every time you and Rob talk about how much you hate people who work out. I'm in the middle of a set of bench presses when that happens or something. I can't count how many times I've almost dropped weights all over the place.
What a jerk.
Or caught someone staring at me as I laugh out loud in the middle of the crowded gym. I can't express how great the new show is and how happy it makes me hear you guys all having a great time in the comfort of your living room studio. Don't get happy. Anyway, it's such a great escape to have the podcast every day after training. I've been an avid listener for almost 12 years now, ever since I was painting houses in Sacramento after high school. Seems like a lifetime ago now. Anyway, sorry for making this so long. I just wanted to let you know that your work and work of those on the show is greatly appreciated and is a big part of your listeners' lives. The worst part of Ranger School is going to be the agony of wondering what's going on with all you guys. Great to hear you and RJ are making some positive steps towards losing weight and feeling better. Jesus Christ!
He had a lot to say,
The good
Mike.
Thing is, Mike, is since you began this letter, now he's a colonel.
So glad Buzz is feeling healthy and smoke-free for over 6 months. Uh-huh. Love hearing Rob's Jabril stories on the audio, and the audio vault is awesome.
Yep.
Oscar is a great addition, and I'm sorry I didn't get to meet him when I was there. I was going to bring him an In-N-Out burger. Ooh. Mark is a great contributor to the show and was extremely helpful on my trip out there. Best of luck again to RJ. Hope he keeps kicking ass with Weight Not. You should have a listener competition to see who can... I can't go anymore!
I know.
It's too f***ing long!
You're almost there.
It was one of those things, where do you cut?
It really got to the point.
But it's all great.
Love you guys. I know it's great, but Jesus. Thank you. I appreciate it. I really do.
We all
Lieutenant
do.
Chuck Turay in the infantry. God bless
you. Thank you,
thank you for our service. You.
Hooray for Turay.
We'll take a break. Come back with Rob's Magic Audio Ball right after this. I'm exhausted. Breaking ding, rocks. Ding, ding. Just kidding.
Better since that long break?
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. It's time for Rob's Magic Audio Vault, brought to you by the DR Stump Grinder. Is your lawn riddled with unsightly tree stumps? Is it? Huh? Is it? Huh? The DR Stump Grinders are affordable and perfectly sized for you. To make stump removal fast and easy, I'm reading too much today. Even in tight spots. A gnarly old stump. And this is one, Buzz. I love you to death.
Uh-huh.
And this would, I would say 34%. Not 35, not 33, 34%. Edit 34% of this commercial. 34%.
Okay.
That's right. I'll linger with less copy. A gnarly old stump becomes a pile of wood chips at or below ground level, thanks to our carbide tip grinding teeth.
I have a sound of the actual grinder in action.
Let's listen.
It'll make short work of your hardest jobs.
See it in action with the free DVD available at drstumpgrinder.com or just click the DR ad on our website. Time to get Rob's Magic Audio Vault on the air. Go ahead, Rob.
You already opened the thing, so I'll say that it's. I hope it's going to get better, but after yesterday's nauseating Today show, today was nearly as bad because it wasn't Goodbye Meredith.
She's gone now.
It was Hello, Ann.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, even worse than Goodbye Meredith, though.
Now, tell me this doesn't give you a little bit of a chill. When they do the top stories of the day, this is how the show began today.
And moving over, you've come to know and love Ann Curry
for
14 years as today's newscaster. Now she's heading to the anchor desk as we begin an exciting new era today, Thursday, June 9th, 2011.
The announcer gives me chills. Yuck.
From NBC News, this is Today with Matt Lauer and Ann Curry.
Yuck!
Is that still the homeless guy?
It sounds like him.
No, it's not.
That's not Kraft Macaroni and Cheese.
That's their their booth guy. And a lot of times, their director, Jim Bell, will do announcing because I think he likes to do it.
Really?
But now, do you remember when Vieira started and when Katie Couric started, they isolated them saying the name? And they played it sort of like as a welcome. So they had the announcer that said, like, Catherine Curry. Well, they did it today. I'm sorry, not Catherine Curry. Katie, what was her name? Curric.
Curric.
Katie, what are you talking about?
When they played
the announcement. Do you have a TM, like a little transcendental moment there?
There was nothing small about it. Okay. When they when they started.
Rob is just stroked out. When he really scares me when that happens.
The big one.
It's Dennis's fault.
Because I get aphasia. I really do.
Like when Katie Couric started, they isolated her name and played it for her at the beginning of
when
the show.
When you say that, when you use broadcast speak, when you say isolated, they did this with audio or with video?
Just the audio of the announcer saying, Catherine Couric.
Okay.
Catherine. Well, they tried to do it for Curry this morning, and it's such an abortion. And I don't know if you've got to blame the audio people.
All right, play it and let's see what you're talking about.
This is really, really bothersome.
And good morning. Welcome to Today on a Thursday morning. I'm Matt Lauer.
And I'm Ann Curry in for, I guess, nobody this morning. Myself and I.
It's nice to be able to say that, isn't it?
It's crazy. I can't believe it. It's such a thrill.
It is a tradition around here that we like to play that little piece of audio once again for a person on their first day. So let's take
Ann
a listen.
Curry.
That was it?
Oh, no.
It is tradition that we usually play a longer piece of that tape, but that's
you know
a budget cut.
I know, you know what? That's, but you know what?
Matt Lauer
nevertheless, that amount is enough. I feel like,
Curry.
I really feel
here.
Like.
Okay, all right. I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
You're abortion. A regular viewer of this show. Here it is. She's clueless.
Yep. Right.
Yes. She doesn't have any timing, and she doesn't. She has an IFB in her ear. Mm-hmm. She can hear this.
Of course.
But she is a babbling moron.
Yep. And they just keep playing it.
Get ready.
Yeah.
Get ready.
This is the
get
death of NBC
ready.
News.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. She is going to tank that show because of her.
What? Ann Curry, a.k.a. Cinderella today.
Well, you know, this is it's interesting because this is an exciting new chapter.
No, it's not.
I hate to be over-analytical of other broadcasters.
But this is the greatest thing to analyze.
But this is a lady who, she has this happening for her. She has what I call lazy mouth. When she doesn't get a proper amount of sleep,
right?
We can come in and be cranky. We can come in and be nasty. Mm-hmm. We can be whatever. But we don't have Ann Curry speak. When Ann Curry doesn't get a lot of sleep, she has what's called lazy mouth.
A lot of that at the Olympics.
She has it a lot.
Yeah.
And it's because that's how it manifests itself
yep.
when she is sleep deprived. But also, it's the timing where she's just not.
There's no sense of timing.
Not laying back right. and not letting it happen. She's like a bad sportscaster. Mm-hmm.
But it was nice when Brian and Mackenzie Curry debuted their welcome tape to mom. Brian is, of course, the husband. Mackenzie is the ugly daughter.
Oh, boy. Ann, we're here at one of our favorite restaurants.
This is why I had to leave the house without telling you. I'm sorry.
We wanted to wish you congratulations and best wishes from me, from Mackenzie, from Walker, from friends and family on the East Coast and West Coast. Big hug, best wishes. We love you.
Yeah, congratulations, Mom. I love you.
Go show them what a Curry can do.
Go show him what a Curry can do, Mike.
All right, what is he like? A New York lawyer?
Yep.
Is that what he looks like?
Perfectly.
Hi,
so.
Why are right? We gotta.
He could
I'm
be
sorry,
Andrew. You know, he looks like
really nothing I can do.
He looks like Andrew Breitbart.
Really?
That's what he looks like. Yeah.
Sort of chubby. Marvel.
Yeah, a little chubbier. Not quite that chubby, but that sort of slick. Hey.
Yeah.
Gray hair. Hey.
And the daughter kind of. Well, how old's the daughter?
I don't know.
She's right, actually going to college. I was just looking.
I understand
up right
she's
now.
Dating Oscar.
A little creepy.
and the other nauseating moment, last moment from the Today Show, hopefully for a long time.
Yeah.
When they throw it, you know, no one is paying attention to the fact that Natalie Morales is now the head news anchor.
Right.
And so she has to kiss Ann's ass.
All right.
This is gross.
But first, let me make a turn and get to welcome somebody to my old job. We're talking about Natalie Morales. Natalie, I've carved my name. There's a place in that
news
desk.
Oh, I was wondering what the initials were.
Yeah, but welcome. How
and
great. Your first
you.
Day.
Thank you so much. And it's such an
so
honor
creepy.
And a huge congratulations.
How long do the friggin' handoffs and the debuts
yes.
of people that have already been on the
Who
show.
Who the F cares?
You're self-congratulatory. Rob is right. Mm-hmm. I mark my words. You know what? It just got a lot more complicated in morning television.
Yes.
And, you know, I think this is this bodes well.
How about they act like they've been there?
Yeah, exactly. Right. With the amount that Ann Curry travels, Morales does the news as much as
all
she does
time.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But listen to her kiss her ass here.
All of us. So thank you so much. And it really is an honor to be here taking over for you. So thank you. Meanwhile, I've got a job to do.
She's got a job to do.
Got a job to do. So enough of that.
Yuck.
Yeah, now, believe me, enough of that. And now, you know, you said you hope it's the last clip for a very long time.
Except I don't mean that. I mean the exact opposite.
I, for one, hope that perhaps within 2 days we'll get a screw-up from Ann Curry that we'll be able to put on this show.
Let me change the tape.
Got time for a couple more because we're running late.
There is a Austin movie theater called the Alamo Draft House.
Okay.
And they got a very irate voicemail.
This is great.
You've heard this?
I have heard this.
Good. What they did is they took it and produced it into a PSA about texting during a movie theater.
I can set this up and say, you might wonder what kind of young lady would text in a movie theater, causing, you know, showing the light and hearing the keyboard and disrupting a movie. You might want to say, what kind of sweet young girl would do this in the middle of a movie theater? Well, they threw her out because she was doing this, and then she left the movie theater a little message.
Yeah, I was wondering if you guys actually enjoy treating your customers like a piece of shit, because that's how I felt when I went to the Alamo Draft House. Okay? You know what?
All right.
What? I didn't know that I wasn't supposed to text.
Oh, stop. So, you know what? I want you to start it again. And for every you know and okay and all right, I'm going to hit the bell.
Okay. Good,
let's try this.
I think any sort of weak verbal crutch
should
get a bell.
Okay? You'll get it.
Yeah, I was wondering if you guys actually enjoy treating your customers like a piece of shit, because that's how I felt when I went to the Alamo Draft House. Okay? You know what? I didn't know that I wasn't supposed to text in your little crappy-ass theater. It was too f***ing dark in that place for me to find my seat, all right? I was using my phone as a flashlight to get to my f***ing seat. So excuse me for using my phone in USA, United States of America. Where are you?
United States of America, yes. Mike. I think that gets a bell.
United.
Are free to text in a theater. I was not aware that I couldn't text in your theater, all right? I've texted in all the other theaters in Austin, and no one ever gave a f*** about what me I was doing with my f***ing phone, all right? And it was on silent. It wasn't on loud. It wasn't bothering anybody. You guys, obviously, were being assholes to me, and I'm sure that's what you do, you know, to rip people off. You take my money, and then you throw me out, you know? I will never be coming back to your Alamo Draft House or whatever. I'd rather go to a regular theater where people are actually polite. And, you know, I'm going to tell everyone about how shitty you are. And I'm pretty sure you guys are being assholes on purpose. So thanks for making me feel like a customer. Thanks for taking my money.
And then it comes up and says, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Alamo Draft House. No texting.
Wow.
That's great. Wow. That's awesome. That is the audio vault.
Thank
we will
you, Mike.
Take a break. When we come back, it's Buzz and News right after this, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, do that thing you do. Welcome back to MichaelMarisShow.com. Without further ado, let's bring Buzz Burbank in here. You okay today?
I'm quite all right, thank
you. All right,
you
just sometimes you sit over there and I wonder whether you've left
us. I'm waiting. You know me, I'm picking my spots.
Okay, all right,
Dennis.
I understand.
He's pining, Mike.
Really, I was looking at Buzz for about like 8 minutes of the last part of the show and Buzz like this.
He's pining, Mike. He's pining for a drill.
That was me, ready to pounce.
You've left us. Right. That's just not.
Just wondering. All right. Let's get news.
We are brought to you today by the Michael Maris Show's Amazon page. This year, check out the Father's Day gift ideas at Amazon and help the show at the same time. No matter what you decide to get, Dad, you'll find it at MichaelMarisShow.com.
He's left us! /Amazon.
When you think of shopping for any occasion, think MichaelMarisShow.com/Amazon.
Very good.
Desperate times call for desperate measures, and presidents desperate to get reelected, do desperate things. President Obama is considering tapping the U.S. oil reserves to try to force down gasoline prices.
Good.
Please.
The White House says the president's considering this after OPEC voted this week not to increase production. That's bad news because we're already missing the 1.5 billion barrels a day we once got from Libya.
Hey, let's tap that.
I think we go for it. C'est la vie. What are you waiting for?
Buzz, I know this isn't an easy question to answer, but where the F is that oil from Iraq? Where is
it? Oh, that's a very good question.
Where
I
is
wonder
it?
The same thing, Oscar. That's an excellent question, and you're right. It's not easy to answer.
Don't we run that country pretty much?
If you will remember, I remember it clearly, and perhaps you do too, when we first invaded Iraq, one of the things we were told when we were concerned about the cost of that operation, one of the things we were told by government officials is, well, it's okay because we're gonna help pay for it with the oil that we get control of. And, of course, that never happened.
Yeah, it sucks.
And what's happening now with the less oil from Libya, the instability in North Africa, et cetera, this may force gas prices up again, just as they were beginning to fall. Gas prices are part of what's holding back the economy, of course, and being more than a dollar higher than they were a year ago, it's a big impediment to the economy right now.
I say go for it, jump into that thing, and get tons of it. Knock it down to $2 a gallon.
I don't put corn
in gas again.
I don't disagree, but you know, it could be argued that that oil is there for a real emergency when we're just plain flat out of oil, and if we use it up now and it's not available and we get into a bind, then
we're all
going
to die then anyway, so who cares?
We're living paycheck to paycheck as it is.
You're right. Meanwhile, unemployment is still on the rise, just as unemployment benefits are running out.
Hello, John. Hello, Mike.
It's a drill.
CNN. You guys are going to hell.
CNN
see
reports. We are the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
I get my milk for free.
If you need a bookkeeper.
I'm following his lead. Don't do that.
No.
You're confusing the listeners.
Hey, we gave the gifts back.
Yes,
that's
we
right,
did.
We did. Right,
we did.
One of us was forced to.
He's going to go home, Mike, use those spatulas to make an omelet, drink a cold beer, and then drill a hole in a wall. With a cord.
CNN says the checks for millions of people may stop arriving by the end of this year, and starting next month, benefits for newly unemployed will only last 26 weeks.
Oh.
And that's just the federal level. States are also starting to cut back. There are proposals to extend the unemployment benefits and for programs that would put people back to work, but those things cost money at a time that lawmakers are looking to cut the budget.
I know it must really hurt Dennis's feelings to have to reduce himself to getting a handout.
He's the one. He'll be at the front of the line.
Yes,
he'll be the one with a pitchfork in his belly.
He's driving the chariot.
And the lighter fluid.
The latest survey shows that Americans like flying JetBlue and Southwest, but dislike all the others. Delta is now at the top of the unpopular list after charging nearly $3,000 in baggage fees to U.S. soldiers returning from Afghanistan.
Dicks.
Delta has apologized and changed its policy, even if it hasn't yet refunded the money.
Of course they haven't.
Delta's old policy allowed 3 free bags for military members in coach. That has now been expanded to 4 bags. And nature was even crueler to our troops in Camp Shelby, Mississippi. A lightning strike sent 77 Air Force reserves to a hospital yesterday. None of the cadets were hit directly. The lightning hit a power pole near their tents. No one was seriously hurt. All but 2 of the soldiers were simply checked as a precaution. But they actually loaded up a bus with 75 guys, put 2 of them in an ambulance, and took them all to a hospital after lightning hit their camping area.
Back to that Delta story. Do you know what the 4th bag was for many of those soldiers?
What's that?
True.
Their checked weapons. The weapons they were using to defend us over there.
Unreal.
And they had to pay $20 a bag to get them back.
We discussed this on the morning show a little bit today, but you know, you see the paper pusher at the counter, and
following orders.
Yeah, and it's
talking
sucks
at you over the glasses at the end of their nose.
But I would think that even the most basic employee would be able to go through the chain of command rather quickly, but not in an airline. For example, you know, I've always wondered this. They do a joke in Meet the Parents about it. When you check in an airline, what in the name of God takes so much time on that computer? What in the name of Jesus are they doing to take that much time?
If you deal with like a United person at the Cedar Rapids Airport, that fantastic tiny airport that we usually went to Iowa,
right?
I've had them waive fees. I've had them help me out.
Right.
They have the power to do whatever they want.
People over policy. That's what we need more of.
Exactly.
Is it because of the numbers? Like, for example, let's say you get a flight, flight 230.
Yeah.
And you have your seat 16B. How many numbers are we talking about here?
Not many.
But they put in these vast, long confirmation numbers. It's absurd. Why don't you make the confirmation number the flight and your seat number?
Yeah.
I don't get it for the airlines. I really do. And they wonder why. I think much like medical costs, you're dealing the big part of the expense is the paperwork.
Oh, believe me.
Got the unnecessary paperwork.
Absolutely. Now, nature may shut off the electricity for some folks in New Mexico and Texas. Those Arizona wildfires are threatening lines that carry power to 90,000 people in those nearby states. Now, at least 9 Democrats...
God, I hate this news today. Buzz, reminds me of the old bad day newscast. God, I'm depressed after this.
At least 9 Democrats...
Snuggabug?
Calling... that will bound to help.
That won't help.
At least 9 Democrats calling for the resignation of New York Congressman Anthony Weiner. They say his explicit Twitter photos and the lies he told about them are hurting the party. The latest survey shows that 3 out of 5 women don't want to receive photos, nude photos of men, which may mean that 2 out of 5 do. I'm just saying.
This is true.
Another survey shows that 90% of Americans, and this goes back to Mark's great story yesterday, that nearly 90% of Americans would rather lose their wallet than their smartphone.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Your life is in there.
Mm-hmm. Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
I know, I feel that way. I agree with that.
Tie goes to the runner. That's okay. What I've
lost my wallet before. You can get all that stuff back.
Yeah, okay, right.
Can't get a condom into your iPhone. Finally.
Oh, what? God. I can.
They have a...
I love that line.
That sweaty condom.
I love that line.
That's been there for 5 years. Yeah, that's really going to work.
All right. Oscar Santana will give me a look periodically. That last one,
yes.
I want to put it in a photo album and just save it. It amuses
you can put
me.
It in your
can
iPhone.
You imitate it for the streamers?
Because it really is a definitive Oscar look, but this is... Okay. Let me see if I can capture it just
get
for
ready.
The user.
Get ready.
Just
get ready.
For the cameras.
Yeah.
Disgust.
Very put off.
I think disgust is really the best word for it.
Yeah. I get that look.
Who puts a... Look, safe sex is safe sex. Right. But if you put a condom in a hot summer day in your wallet you're hoping to get lucky like 2 or 3 weeks later,
you're right.
Good luck using that condom and actually working.
Absolutely.
Good luck getting AIDS.
It's a good point.
Jeez.
It's an old joke. It's a good old reference.
Oh, my God.
Finally, they have a one-armed bandit in Albany.
Dennis.
They have a one-armed bandit in Albany, New York. Not a slot machine. Actually, a one-armed man who robbed a credit union. He acted alone, or as the local newspaper put it, single-handedly.
Oh, did you pick this story out for today?
That's strictly a coincidence, Mike.
Okay.
Give me all your food stamps.
That's
so wrong.
The guy got away. The police have a description, but they don't have a suspect in custody. Frankly, now they're stumped.
I'm
Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, that's it.
He needed to buy gifts for the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, wow.
He stole a drill with a cord.
We got to get out of here. Today's show is brought to you by the Man Great. Don't disappoint your dad this year. Get him steakhouse quality grilling at home with 100% cast iron Man Grates. Grilled food. Tastes so good on a Man Grate.
Can I mention something real quick?
Just roll on it.
I'm going to the FBI tomorrow to deliver some Man Grates before I come into the show.
Maybe they'll let you shoot some guns.
When the gentleman on the phone said, I work at the Bureau, I said, do you mean the FBI?
Who are they grilling?
That's very cool.
Yeah, because he wants to give them to his father this weekend, a little early. So I said, look, I live in the city. Why don't I just swing by?
Get the special J. Edgar Hoover version. I almost said Herbert Hoover.
Also good.
The J. Edgar Hoover special, $19.99. It's a Father's Day special. A kick-ass grill brush.
Great for dry eye, Mike.
Hit the Man Grate banner on our webpage today. For the dad or for yourself, get the Man Grate. Thank you. That's it. We got to get out of here. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Watch out.
Thank you.